Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. All right, what if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that is exactly what you're going to get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs. Whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job, choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing. I'm Amy.
And I'm Kat.
And today's quote is from Scott Adams. Creativity is allowing yourself to make mistakes. Art is knowing which ones to keep. Like, it's an art.
Oh, okay.
Every time I hear the word art, I think of Saved by the Bell, which you are younger than me. So I don't know if you remember Lisa Turtle on Saved by the Bell, and they're talking about art. And she's like, is art art? What is art? Are we art? She was trying to be all deep and introspective about art. And I feel like you were just trying to process what Scott was saying about art and mistakes.
I'm not too young for Saved by the Bell. I watched it every morning, like eating breakfast before school.
Do you know what episode I'm talking about?
No, I will say I watched that at an age I probably couldn't like comprehend what was going on.
So you didn't understand art?
No, I definitely didn't know what art was.
But do you remember Jessie when she's taking the pills and she's like, I'm so excited. Yes. I'm so scared.
Yes, I do. And speaking of that, if you watch Saved by the Bell now, you might have a lot of different feelings than you had when you were watching it the first time.
Why do you say that?
Just from a perspective of being a woman in the world and how they're portrayed and how the guys are portrayed. It's just very like, ooh, we thought this was normal, but it's a little problematic.
Okay, I bet you're right. I'd probably pick up on some cringe moments. Yeah. That makes me think of the documentary on Max, The Dark Side of Kids TV.
I haven't watched it.
Okay, it's really, really interesting. So it's about Nickelodeon and particularly focusing on an executive there, but then also how were they not doing background checks or paying attention to people? I mean, I guess they didn't know that some of these men were pedophiles, but they're literally working on the sets of children's shows. It's the TV set with a bunch of kids everywhere, and two pedophiles were caught, which just makes you wonder, if two were caught, how many others were lingering amongst them that nobody knew about or people haven't spoken up about?
Wait, they were working or they just were hanging out around there?
They were employed working there.
What?
So that's one part of the dark side. The other is some of the content that they were putting out that they were having these kids do that, yeah, when you're a kid watching it and it's funny, but as adults now watching it back, it's like these innuendos and hidden messages of having these kids doing these very sexualized things. And it was produced, directed, written like predominantly by men that kind of probably behind the scenes are like, ha ha, we're going to have this guy. One of the pedophile guys, like he had a character on one of the shows that was like Mr. Pickle, and he would walk around with all these pickles. And like one time one of the kids was like, they would have him like eating the pickle. I don't know. It's just weird. You know what a pickle looks like.
I didn't watch this documentary because I saw so much of it on Instagram, but even you're telling me things that I didn't see. But part of me is I didn't want to watch it because I'm like, oh, like I want to preserve my mind. I don't want to know all of this.
Right. It'll really make anybody think twice if their kid were to come
Yeah.
to them, you know, one day and be like, oh, I really want to go be on Disney or Nickelodeon or be on one of these kid shows. I want to be kid famous, whatever. If a parent watches that, they're probably like, you know what? I think we're good. Like, I'm probably not going to do it because Drake and Josh, it's one of the storylines there. And in case people want to watch it, I'm not going to give away all the details, although it has been very public and is in the news. But it's so sad how things were being reported and happening. Even Drake and Josh aside, that's just one case. There were other reports of women speaking up and trying to say things because they were not being treated fairly. And one woman sacrificed everything. In fact, it ruined her career. She's like, but then nothing really happened. So she's like, here I was. I felt like I was putting it all out there, knowing that maybe my career was going to be gone, but it was going to be worth it. And then come to find out, business as usual. And not only that, even more success followed for that particular man. And then she's left without work. And then knowing that now this is just going to happen to more and more people. So her sacrifice literally did nothing.
Which is why I feel like so many people, it's one of the layers of why it's so hard to call something out or say something or tell the truth, because there's the fear of, well, one, what if nothing happens? But two, nothing happens and I get punished for being the truth teller. And then I become the scapegoat. Like I'm the one that's the problem when I was the one trying to do the right thing.
And then it just goes to show, too, sometimes how you can get so used to a toxic environment and then not see how toxic it is. So, yes, everything you just said, totally valid. People may not want to speak up. But then there's also the part of it when you're in the thick of it, you can't see how bad it is because it's just been the norm to where it would take a lot of separation and then to really get on the outside to then look back in and be like, whoa, wait a second, that was not okay. But until you have that separation, it's almost like you can't see it. Because I felt that watching it, thinking, well, what in the world were these people doing? And why were they allowing that? And why? But I also can understand being in the thick of it and it just being like, well, this is just how it is around here. And not knowing that there's anything to really speak up about when obviously there is.
I think everybody can relate to that. We've all been in situations where hindsight is 2020 and you get out of it and you're like, what was I doing? Or how did I think that? And how did I get my mind to believe that that was okay? And part of it's that's your norm. Part of it's not knowing, but part of it is just the biases we have by being inside of something. Like everybody else is okay with it, so I guess there's not a problem, which I think I'm late to the game here, but have you watched Blackfish?
No, I've never even heard of it.
Really? Oh my gosh. Okay. So, did you hear about the SeaWorld situation where one of the orcas killed a trainer back in
Yes.
the day? So, it's about that. I will say it was really sad, but it was also very interesting. And it gave tons of backstory on how that happened and how that didn't need to happen and how there were so many things that were kept secret or behind the scenes, or people were told lies to believe one thing. And a lot of the trainers, like the actual trainers that worked there when that happened, they were all a part of this documentary talking about how all of this stuff came out that they had no idea about. The things that they were taught were lies, like how long dolphins, or not dolphins, orcas, are they killer whales? Yeah.
Like Shamu?
Yes. They were like these experts in telling the people that would come to SeaWorld like about these animals, and the facts that they were taught and trained were lies, and they didn't even know it. And they didn't realize how much danger they were in because they were lied to. So it was just very interesting that it made me think of what you're talking about, because when they were in it, they were like, oh, these are the friendliest creatures ever. They'd never hurt anybody. They lived to be this long, and da 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 da. When the reality is like, no. They are killer whales. They will kill you. They've tried to attack you before. They've killed multiple trainers. You just don't know about it yet because we're hiding it from the public. And these animals that are supposed to live 100 years old are living to be 25 to 30 years old because you're keeping them in captivity and hurting them and abusing them.
Well, so obviously, I'm thinking the height of SeaWorld because I would go a lot as a kid. So 90s-ish, but so there wasn't the internet and social media to spread information of things. Like, news was more contained. Now we get probably too much news, in my opinion, because we're receiving it from all over the world and we can't handle it. But yeah, it was way easier to contain things like that, because I feel like it's easy for someone to watch that too and be like, well, what? You're a trainer. Why are you just believing what they tell you? And it's like, well, if you're going to a job and you're getting on the job training and then this is what they're telling you, then of course, like, oh, okay, wow, this is really cool. Look what we get to be a part of. And then at some point too, I think in some of these circumstances for the dark side of kids' TV and then this show, what's it called?
Blackfish.
There's also denial that can happen. And that can happen in any relationship, a romantic relationship, you know, at your office job that's not like kids' TV or at something like SeaWorld. There can just be different levels of denial. There can be denial in friendships and ways that we just kind of power through and operate. And then, like you said, hindsight is 20/20, and you're like, whoa. It's like you take the blinders off and you can see it so clearly.
Do you have any good news?
I was trying to figure out a way to transition. You want to know my thought process on that? We'll just give people some behind the scenes. Like in my mind, I was thinking, well, right now, this would transition well into denial in relationships, the office, even friendships. And then I have this article about friendship icks.
Oh.
Like, you know how you can have an ick in a dating relationship or a romantic type relationship, but there's icks in friendships. And so in my mind, I was thinking, okay, as you were talking, I was thinking, I'll go, this is like a little insider baseball here. Yeah. My brain was thinking, okay, I'm going to go from denial at the workplace to denial in romantic relationships to even denial in friendships. And like, there can be certain friendship like icks. And that was going to be my transition. And then I was like, God, now I feel really bad for Shamu and all the other orcas out there and even any kid that participated in TV like Amanda Bynes. What a mess. Her show was part of that documentary. She was not a part of it, but her show was a part of that because of the main guy behind it. And it makes you wonder about her and her mental health and what has happened with her. Because I don't know if you follow Amanda Bynes, but she was the most precious, adorable, bubbly, outgoing thing. And I'm sure she still is really precious, but you can tell some things, you know, I think once you start to tattoo your face and it's just like a different thing. Like even Jelly Roll will tell you that. He's like, yeah, you know, I tattooed my face. That was the next level thing. But I feel for Amanda Bynes. And then I thought, well, how do I transition into friendship icks? Like, I just can't do it. I can't do it. But here we are. We did it.
You found a way.
So this is from Yahoo, and it went through the most common friendship icks. And I'll just run through the list and you tell me if it's something that bothers you. All right, so I've been saving on shopping this year by only buying new clothes when I've sold some clothes that I no longer wear. And what this has done is it's forced me to be super wise when I'm adding clothes back into my closet. I want to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune, and that's where Quince comes into play. You can go see for yourself all the awesome stuff they have, especially for summer right now, like European linen dresses and blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, 14-karat gold jewelry, so much more. And if you're like me, you're like, this just seems too good to be true. Well, what Quince does is they partner directly with top factories and they cut out the cost of the middleman and they pass the savings on to us. So we are getting things for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. For example, I'm literally looking on their website right now at this open knit cover up maxi dress that'll be great for the summer, 100% organic cotton, and it's $49.90. It could retail for $148. So that's 66% savings. And with warm weather here, you need to check out Quince. All you got to do is go to quince.com/Amy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Amy. You're going to get free shipping. Again, 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Amy. All right. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Well, that's where Express Employment Professionals comes into play. And if you work with them, that's exactly what you're going to get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. And they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Just go to expresspros.com to find an office near you. Or you can even download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. So whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call. And one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. I don't want to waste my time taking vitamins that aren't really going to do much for me. Like, I want research. I want to know, like, hey, this is actually doing something for my body. And Ritual knows this. That's why they conducted the research. They've done clinical trials on their Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin. The results? Well, it increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. And as a woman, I want healthy vitamin D levels and omega-3 levels. And all I got to do is take my Ritual Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin every morning. I take them on an empty stomach, but sometimes if I forget, I may take them in the afternoon. It's really up to you when you want to take them. There's 9 key nutrients in 2 delayed release capsules. And what the delay release capsules does for us is it optimizes our body's absorption of these nutrients. It's gentle on the empty stomach. Like I said, I can take it first thing in the morning and I'm totally fine. And with a minty essence in every bottle, it actually makes taking your vitamins enjoyable. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. So this is from Yahoo, and it went through the most common friendship icks. And I'll just run through the list, and you tell me if it's something that bothers you.
Okay.
Being late.
I feel like this is just going to be people icks, like in general.
Okay, sure. It can be people icks.
For the sake of our article, being late, it depends.
Okay. Being rude.
Well, yeah.
Talking about themselves too much.
That one is dependent. Oh, I have two things to say. One, the being rude, I get secondhand embarrassment when somebody that I'm with is rude to somebody. Not if they're rude to me, I will just say like, you're being rude. But if somebody's being rude to somebody else, like if we're at a restaurant or somewhere, or I don't even if they're being rude to like their mom, I get like uncomfortable. So I hate that, but that's my own stuff. What was the next one that you said?
Talking about themselves too much, which I have an example of self-awareness. I feel like when you and I first started talking today, I had to download a few things. So I was like, oh, I got to exhale. This is happening. This is happening. And so I unloaded it on you. And then all of a sudden we were just going to start recording. And I'm like, well, wait a second. It feels weird because I've just dominated this time giving you this download for me. And there was an update I wanted from you. And I wanted you to be able to share that and talk so that it felt more equal, but not just to make it feel equal. I genuinely wanted to hear from you. And I wanted to make sure that we had space for that because otherwise I just come in like a bulldozer and dominate, and then we record and I'm like, gotta go, bye. And I don't want that.
I think there definitely are people in your life that you probably know and that I've known that dominate every conversation and make everything about them and don't take time to ask other people how they're doing. At the same time, in a normal friendship, that's going to be come and go. That doesn't bother me unless it's just an all the time thing.
Okay. Regularly canceling plans. I'm okay with that.
My first thought was like,
No big deal. I'm good. I'm good. Cool. Cool. It's an art. It's an art. What is art? Is art art? Are we art? Constantly putting you down. Do people put up with that?
Well, yes, I'm sure. Okay. I've had friends in relationships where it feels like somebody's constantly like you're the butt of the joke, you know, and it's like constantly picking at you. And I don't know, in different circumstances for different reasons, but that bothers me. Like when you're constantly making fun of me or constantly picking at me or using me as the punching bag, I can't do that.
Okay. I just thought of a way where that could be also the putting down could be equivalent to making you feel less than, or they're, you feel judged in a way.
Yeah.
So maybe you're not like the butt of a joke and they're, you know, directly saying you're stupid, but in the way they respond to something that you've done, there's judgment, which then in turn could make you feel stupid.
Oh, 100%. Yes. I had friends at some point that would constantly like bring up things about my past that I have since worked through and rewrote the story on. And that was really hard for me. It's like, they're constantly like reminding me about things I did in like high school. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that was 20 years ago. We have to move on. And that got really old. I didn't know where that came from for them, but I couldn't do that. It's like, treat me like the person I am now.
Ooh, and I like that you said too, like you had done the work to rewrite that story and you're looking to move on from it.
Yeah.
And that your friends should let you do that. The next one is bragging.
It depends. I feel like sometimes I can brag about stuff. But what's the difference between bragging and being proud of yourself?
Yeah, that's true. I think it's just as long as they have a healthy presentation of whatever it is they're trying to share. But I guess it would just be an ick if it's a friend that's just constantly bragging about they have this, they have that, they have this.
Or if it's like a one-upper, like a Penelope from SNL. Did you ever watch those videos?
Yes. That's a good example. Yeah. Penelope from SNL. Trying to flirt with your partner is another friendship ick.
These are just like reasons to not be friends with somebody. Like signs of a bad friend. Like I feel like icks are things like people are like, oh, an ick is like when my boyfriend sits crisscross applesauce, or like ick is when my boyfriend holds an umbrella. Like not going to break up with him over that. You're just like, oh, what was that? That feels weird. Those aren't my icks. I've just heard them. But these feel like reasons to not be friends with somebody. Like I'm not going to break up with Patrick because he holds an umbrella, you know? But if somebody's just mean to me all the time, I just don't see why I would continue that.
Yeah, like a long, 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 long time ago, back when I was dating in my 20s, I went out with this one guy and I was actually kind of excited that he asked me out, but I had never seen him with shorts on. And we went out on one date and he wore jeans and it was great. It was like, cool, cool. So then he asked me out again. I couldn't wait to go, but we went to the lake and like canoed or something. So he had shorts on and I looked down and I said, oh my gosh, he shaves his legs. And I had a good time, but then he asked me out again and I said, no. Because in my young 20s, I couldn't understand why him as a normal person, not a swimmer, not a cyclist, why else would you shave your legs? And he said that he just liked smooth legs and I could not get over it. He also wore a white belt, which was throwing me as well. But that to me is an ick, right? From my younger dating days. Those are icks. But yeah. Now, maybe it's because dating has been quite difficult as I'm 43, but yeah. It's fine. If you want to wear a white belt or shave your legs, like I'll probably go out with you. Like it is rough out there. Like there are slim pickings. So white belt, no problem. Shave your legs, no problem.
Yeah, those can be really funny sometimes when I've like seen them on social media and when we've talked about them with like friends and stuff. What I do think is that it creates like reasons to not give somebody a chance who, if you got to know them, like, I don't know if the white belt would matter, you know, but if you just were like, ooh, ick, he wears a white belt. They're just reasons that I feel like I wouldn't want somebody to judge me like that. Ooh, I don't know why this is probably in my head, but one of my friends went on a date with somebody and I guess she went to his house before or after and he had a sequin pillow and she was like, I can't go back out with him because there's a sequin pillow. And I was like, okay, but we don't know the story behind the sequin pillow.
Was it one of those sequin pillows where you rub your hand over it and it's like a different message where it's like a unicorn and then you go the other direction and it's like, hi.
Maybe it was like a self-soothing tool for him and he needed to calm his anxiety. Like, I don't know. But I was like, you can't not go up. If you don't like him, don't go out with him again. But you if it's just because of the pillow, give him one more shot.
Well, I'm not proud of myself, by the way, for not going out with that guy again because the shaved legs and the white belt was my young 20s. Another friendship ick is slow replies. I feel like either I'm texting you back within the first 30 seconds that you texted me or it might be a few days. This just is what it is.
I have so many times feel like I've messaged you, hello, like, are you there? But at the same time, I do that. If I don't answer somebody right away, I will forget to answer you. And that's just the way my brain works. I wish that maybe it's a thing that I don't know about. There needs to be a mark as unread for text messages.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, you know how on an email you can open it
You
and then you
can
can
do
mark it as
that.
unread? No, you can't.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, it's one of the new updates. You can keep it as a dot. I
Really?
don't know, 'cause I don't know, 'cause I haven't tried it, but I do recall that being a part of one of the updates. I could be wrong, but you're also talking to the person that has 491 unread text messages. Like, that's my red bubble right now. And that is another thing I'm not proud of at all, but it also doesn't bother me. So no part of me is like, oh, I have to get that down to zero. And I
Yeah.
feel, speaking of feeling judged, I feel like the people that keep it at zero, it's like you think
Oh.
you're better. And it's like,
100%.
yes, in a way you are because you're staying on top of your communication. So I'll give you that, but don't make me feel bad about it because I'm not wired that way. It's not my fault. I'm not wired to have anxiety about the red bubble.
Right. It doesn't bother you, and that's okay. I was gonna say this could be me being Penelope, but I have less text messages than you, so it doesn't work that way. But I was gonna say before you said that, I have 72 unread text messages, and I think 40 of those are not from today. So I don't know that marking unread would help me either. Also, I have 8,000 unread emails, which you're right. People are like, I don't understand how you can like look at that. That's just bothering me. And I'm like, I don't understand how it bothers you. Like, I'm not judging you for being bothered by it, but just let me live my life and spend my time doing things other than opening those 8,000 emails that over two-thirds are junk.
Well, yeah, true, true. And so a lot of my text messages are because I've signed up to get 10% off, and then the
Yes.
company is sending me text messages. So it's not like I'm a completely horrible person that's just ignoring people's texts. But you know how if you like swipe to the left, it'll give you a red box where you can delete it or silence it or whatever? Well, if you swipe your finger to the right on the text, it gives you the blue dot again. So that's how you do it. In case anybody else
Oh
didn't know
my gosh.
that, but Kat, I think that update was definitely last year, not 100%, but it's okay. I am not bragging that I know that. I'm just letting you know.
Great. We'll see if it makes a difference. It probably won't. I'm like
Yeah.
blaming it on that. Meanwhile, it's not going to help me at all. I learned something. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Demanding a lot of your attention is a next one, which I feel like, yeah, that can just be a little bit exhausting. It makes me think of an energy vampire friend, which sometimes, hey, self-awareness is great because I realize sometimes when I'm being an energy vampire. But then I'm like, well, there's nothing I can do about it. It just is what it is right now. I'm sorry. Like, and I'll try to alter my energy and shift it. Namaste.
But the people that do that are never acknowledging it.
Okay. They're just like completely oblivious to the fact that they are demanding a lot of your attention and sucking at your energy. And then bad table manners.
I don't know that I would not be friends with somebody for that. I just sometimes what might be like grossed out.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I've ever had a friend where I've been like, ew. But there you go. Those are the most common friendship icks according to Yahoo. There was 10 of them. And you're right. I think they pretty much are just about an They're like people icks.
Things people don't like about people. That's what should be the name of the article, but I guess it's not as catchy.
I'll close with an anger management hack, and it's write it down and shred it. So, a study found that writing about your feelings can help, which we know that. And I feel like we've learned that from our friend Allie Fallon, how therapeutic writing can be. But if you write them all down and shred it, it works even better. So, they say. I would say burning helps too. I've written things down and then thrown it in my fireplace, and that feels good too. I don't know the psychology behind all of that, Kat. Do you?
I think it's just the act of like getting rid of something and getting it out of your body. But I'll do a lot where we write something down on paper and we'll rip it up ourselves. When you said shred it, I don't know if you mean like a paper shredder, which I do have in my office now, but we will rip them up and sometimes if it's available, burn them. That like physical experience of getting rid of it just feels good.
Yeah, I think that that's it. It's like helps you process it in a different way of like, I am done with this. I am burning it. I'm ripping it. I mean, maybe you have a paper shredder from Office Max. I'm sure that sounds really cool too. Like, zzz,
Yeah.
getting rid of this, getting rid of this, getting rid of this. Okay, Kat, well, I feel like we have some show recommendations in there between the dark side of kids' TV and Blackfish, and we learned how to put your text messages on unread. And I think our goal for next time is maybe let's get down to zero, just to make some people happy that we're cringing listening to us. I kind of want to. I just need to, sometimes I get the clear slate. It doesn't bother me, but I like to have a clear slate every once in a while. Obviously, I go to zero at times or it wouldn't be a 492. But here's the thing, when I get it down to zero, I'm like, okay, now that I'm here, this feels good. I'm probably going to stay here for a while. And then bam, next thing you know, we're back at it again. But those discount deals, that'll get you every time. Like I go to a website and they're like, enter your email to get a discount code. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll enter my email. And then after you do that, another pop-up. Okay, now if you really want the discount, sign up for text messages. I'm like, ugh, okay, fine. Here's my phone number. Although my friend called me from high school today to tell me that he thinks that I got hacked somewhere or something because he got an email from me that was like, hey, look at these pictures. And it had a link. And he's like, I almost clicked it because I thought, oh, Amy dug up some old high school photos of her or something. And he was like, well, why would Amy be sending me a link via email to look at pictures like when we would typically text? So he never clicked on it. And then he realized it was a scam. So if you happen to get an email from me, Kat, saying, look at my pictures, don't.
Don't open it. I've actually gotten an email like that from an old client. Like every 6 months I would get one. Like I found these photos of you online and I'm like, I don't think you did. This can't be right. Yeah. But I wonder what you clicked on to send that out to people.
Who knows? Probably all these different things I'm signing up for. But I can't, I'm a sucker for 10%, 15%, 20% off.
You know, you could just download Honey on your browser.
Yeah, I've used Honey before.
But then you don't have to sign up because it will just give you the code.
Okay, I need to do that again because I think when I got a new computer, it wasn't on my new browser, so I need to add it. So many things to learn on this episode. I don't know, maybe some people are going to be like, oh yeah, I need to get rid of that friend because they're always late, they're rude, they talk about themselves all the time, they regularly cancel plans, they're putting me down all the time, they brag, they try to flirt with my partner, they're slow at replying, they demand a lot of my attention, and they have bad table manners. So I'm going to end this friendship. We're just like,
you're welcome.
Solving people's problems left and right. You're welcome. Kat, where can people find you?
On Instagram at kat.defada and at Uni Therapy Podcast.
And I am at Radio Amy on socials. And I will see you on Thursday for 4 Things. Bye.
Bye.
Summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.